David Tsai. From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Science Thursday Live.
Radio Science Thursday Live.
Om Shri Sai Ram, offering myself at Bhagwan's lotus feet, this is Karuna signing in from Prashanti Nilayam, India, the spiritual capital of the universe. Dear sisters and brothers, I am pre-recording this segment as I am away from the office right now, that is at the time when you are listening to this show, but all the same I welcome you to Morning Glory on Thursday Live on March the 5th, 2015. Earlier on, I'm sure you were listening to this morning's Vedam and Bhajans coming to you live from the Sai Kulwant Hall. March 5th is a very holy day for us in India as we celebrate the Hindu festival of Holi today with the riot of colors. The festivities are reflected in the Mandir program at this time every year and you can catch them online at radiosai.org. A short while ago, the morning Mangal Aarti concluded in the Sai Kulwant Hall and the ashram atmosphere is still reverberating with the sacred energy of the Vedam and the Bhajans by Bhagwan's beloved students. For today's episode of Morning Glory, I have lined up part 4 of my ongoing Truth with Divinity conversation with Professor M. Nanjundaya. And since last week's live conversation with the Bhajan tutor team was so well received, I will be happy to play for you a few of their favorite Bhajan medleys at the end of the show. So please enjoy the show and please excuse my absence from being live today. And as always, I will look forward to your feedback by email at listener@radiosai.org. Thank you for your wonderful company and have a great day ahead. And please enjoy Part 4 of Professor Nanjundaya's Truth with Divinity now, which will be followed by the Bhajan medley. Thank you, Sai Ram.
Dear Nanjundaya, accept my blessings. The best method of spreading Vedanta philosophy is to live it. There is no other royal road. Live in God. This is the second paragraph. This is a mantra. Live in God. All is right. Make others live in God, all shall be well. Believe this truth, you will be saved. Next, about some morality. In the lowest worm, as well as in the highest human being, the same divine nature is present. The worm is a lower form in which divinity has been more overshadowed by Maya. That is the highest form in which it has been least overshadowed. Behind everything, the same divinity is existing. Out of this comes the basis of morality. The whole morality is on the basis of God being resident of every heart, not this communistic kind of morality, some sympathy, some kind of help, is not that. The next paragraph. Assert your Godhead. Fling into utter oblivion, the little bubble bursts. It finds itself the whole ocean. You are the whole, the infinite, the all. The next one is a command or an instruction to me. Assert your Godhead. Your God, assert it. Fling into utter oblivion, the little bubble bursts. It finds itself the whole ocean. This little bubble which he is referring to is ego. Fling into utter oblivion. Don't care for it. It is a little bubble. When you flew into an ocean, the bubble bursts. When the bubble bursts, it becomes an ocean. It was in the ocean. So, he says, assert your God, fling into utter oblivion, the little bubble bursts. It finds itself the whole ocean. Please mark here. It finds itself not in the ocean. It finds itself the whole ocean. It was the ocean. Bubble was the ocean.
It came from it, has gone back to the source.
Yes.
It is the source.
Yes. You are the whole, the infinite, the all. Last paragraph, emphasizing what he has said about the assert your Godhead. You are divinity itself, the holy of holies. The world is no world. You are the all in all. The world doesn't exist. You alone exist. The world is no world at all. You are the all in all. You are the supreme power which no words can describe, nobody or mine. You are the pure I am, in single inverted commas, I am. that you are. You are the pure I am that you are. Soham. Heaven is within you. Heaven is within you. Seek happiness not in the object of senses. Realize that happiness is within yourself. With blessings. Sathya Sai Baba, see Sathya Sai Baba, 24-4-74. Date also is written by Swami. But this particular thing is written by my student.
I see. It's a beautiful, very profound letter. Now, if I may backtrack, let's talk about Bhavani's 7th birthday when Swami went to your house, leaving you behind in Vrindavan. What was it like? What do you know of that occasion when Swami was with the family, with your 3 little children and auntie, your wife?
Too wonderful. As soon as Swami came, he was received by my wife with traditional harati and he stepped in. Bhavani was in the room. He walked in. He just talked to her. What am I? Have I come as per my promise? And he said, you complete your degree. I'll get you married. 7-year-old
child.
And you know that she is not married to you now. He said that. Then we went in. It's a small hall. One veranda, one hall, one room, and kitchen, WC, etc. And then he went round the hall. The small hall is still. He walked around. He went into the kitchen. He saw the kitchen. And there is a small shrine place there itself. He saw that. And he was so happy, that's all. Then my wife said, Swami, please take food here. All right, Amma, he said. He sat. We didn't have a befitting kind of furniture and all those things at that time. Any water we had, Swami said. So my wife had prepared vibhut, that is sweet chapati or sweet holiga, we call it, that kind of one. Swami said, I don't generally take sweet, so for your sake I'll take. He ate it. Spent quite a little time with the children, talking to them and things like that. And the neighbors came and they disturbed. Swami would have stayed for a longer time, but he said, and now we'll go. He left. He was there probably for about an hour in the house. Then he went back.
Was this the same occasion when Bhagwan ate that spicy vada and Sai Geeta was salivating, so he gave her prasadam and then he gave her his water? Is this the same occasion?
I don't remember that. Yes, it must be the same occasion.
She has shared that experience, your daughter, your younger daughter, that Swami was offered this because someone had told you that Swami ate spicy food, so your wife had prepared a spicy vada, and when Swami was biting into it, Sai Geeta was so little, she was just watching with her mouth open, so Swami gave her a piece of it, and then because it was burning her mouth, Swami gave her his water as well, and she attributes all her success. She's a very successful person in her studies, and she said that it was all because of the
exactly, that is the occasion. Now in fact, certain things, excepting for the message part, sometimes my mind doesn't grip. It goes for those things.
Well, you have so many experiences. Rest of us have like all of 5, so we remember the 5 experiences very well. But you have so many, so it's easy to...
Yes, there is a neat kind of going for that message. And that's how it has stood by me and it has helped me. Basically, I must say, not with any sense of pride, but I am a seeker. I seek Swami. And the rest of it is incidental. I am prepared to do anything for the sake of... It is, I don't claim it is a strong point or a weakness, but it is a feature, it is my nature. That's how I think things are going on. My Swami's grace, people understand me. They don't write me off probably in spite of my being. You so much focused on such things alone. Sometimes I miss such things.
Sorry. You have any other letter to share, sir?
Yes, I have.
Which our listeners can benefit from, because there's so much of good advice there. Very powerful, strong words from the Lord Himself.
In one letter, Swami writes.
What's the date?
Dear Sahaja.
Not written. Okay. Swami also didn't write. They're Swami didn't. Timeless, I think. They're eternal value.
I think so. You are beautifully giving a good interpretation. They are. They are timeless, Swami. Most of those things, there is nothing so mundane and all that.
Yeah.
Is Sai Nirantaramu Chantane Undi Santasamu Andinchu Sunnadi Vinta Yemi Kadu. Sai being always with you and giving you joy is no wonder. It is a fact, he writes. Sujata Pillalakrimaru. How is Sujata and children? Varikini, what is lacking for them? Sai Priyama Sampurnamaga Undana Taraku Yoga Chemulu Kurta Undadu. As long as this is very, very careful, Swami. As long as Swami's love is on them in full measure, there will be nothing lacking in yoga and chema. He doesn't guarantee it to all of you there. He says, as long as my love in full measure is there, but in every letter he will mention to me, Guruhalakshmi ki pillalaku aashirvadam andinchu. He calls my wife Guruhalakshmi. Only in one letter he mentioned the name
Sujata.
Otherwise, Guruhalakshmi ki pillalaku aashirvadam andinchu.
So lots of blessings for your wife and your children.
Yes.
He refers to her as the goddess of the house.
Yes. Yes.
So much of respect for women.
So much of respect for the women. Very true. And in one letter which I just read to you earlier, the sentence ending is, you have to see. Sai Dayanagurumu Dandiga Ninduga Unnavi. Sai's compassion and grace are available to you in full measure. Mee Grihalakshmiki Chiranjeevulaku Aashirvadam Andinchu. Convey to your Grihalakshmi wife and children my blessings. Next is Rishi. Vachuchunnadi Dasara. Ichuchunnadi Anandam. Chechuchunnadi Ahladam. Puchuko Hrudayam Ichuko.
What does it mean?
Dasara is coming. Vachuchunnadi Dasara. Ichuchunnadi Anandam. He is going to get you bliss, joy, delight, Anandam. Chechuchunnadi Ahladam. He is also carrying with it, Dasara is carrying with it all kind of comforts. Puchuko Hrudayam Ichuko. Accept all these things and give your heart to me.
Sir, you had so much of assurance for Swami, from Swami, for your family, for the children, for your wife. When you look back, do you think they had maybe relatively smoother, easier lives compared to many others because they were so blessed with Swami's grace? Or did they have the same usual set of challenges that most of us go through?
See, one thing that I must share with you. Swami allows certain things to happen. When things happen, and when Swami takes over, we become aware of the role which Swami has played in our life. If He takes care to see that no troubles come, we do not know that it is on account of Swami's grace. But in my case, most of the things Swami has taken care in such a way that I don't get troubles. But He allowed things also to happen. We have gone through number of problems, number of challenges. But we see Swami's invisible hand. For example, when I was in Vrindavan, my son was being bullied by a classmate of his, giving a lot of trouble to him. And it went on for some time. It became too much. I mentioned to Swami. Swami shifted the whole family from Bangalore to Prashantralayam. This is a fact.
Such a drastic commission.
Such a drastic
total relocation.
Yes.
So then your children joined the schools here.
Yes. They joined the schools. One was in the primary school. The other was in the college, junior college. The son was in the higher secondary school.
Mm.
He put them. And believe me when I say, no effort from my side. Swami's instructions to the principal there, to principal to take these children. He would interfere and just say. And That is how he has freed me from family responsibilities, but made me do a little real sadhana of offering my heart to him. He is totally free for him, but nothing else. Everything.
Do you worry at any time in life?
If there is a worry, it will immediately go to Swami.
You hand it over.
I hand it over to Swami.
It doesn't fester or doesn't
keep it
itself.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Never. For example, in case of my daughter's marriage, I have to face the world, face the relatives, face friends who are well-wishers but who do not understand.
What was the issue, Lord?
The issue is that we wanted Swami to decide. And my own understanding, I will share it with you, whether it is for public consumption or not. If he could have disposed of the marriage just like that in a trice, he would have said yes. Whenever I bring, he allows everything to go on, but at the time when it has to be settled, he says no.
All these proposals?
Yes. Okay. All the proposals. For example, one proposal from Madras. Swami permitted me to go and see the groom, the would-be groom. And I saw, we accepted. They are very well to do. They were happy to have someone from Swami's sannidhi. And then we came back. I told Swami, Swami, they have agreed. They want to see here. Ask them to come. Then I just asked them to come. You know our facilities here. They were not devotees. I put them up in a good hotel here. They wanted to see our home. They saw. There was a little time given to the bride, the would-be bride and the groom-be, these two candidates, to have their own private talk. They want to just understand, ask questions. They had. Everything was agreed. Everything was fine. All that was done by Swami's grace. It means a lot of expenditure for me with my limited resources. But then, Swami said no.
Last minute.
Last minute.
Oh, was it embarrassing?
The thing is, that's where my understanding, I'll tell you. Swami, who could have allowed her to get married as per his earlier word, she would have suffered, if I can use the word, in a very extraordinary way, because of probably the graha sampatti in her horoscope. This we believe in. Many a time, the compatibility, etc., to start with, there is compatibility. Later on, it becomes misunderstanding in a number of cases. Not always. But there are certain cases, that is why you see, and the horoscopes are compared. And her horoscope is such that she would be happier without marriage rather than with marriage. Therefore, Swami did not permit it. But it became a terrible headache for him. People would talk against Swami because Swami has not conducted the marriage of my daughter. I am a devotee, I am so near, so close, he does so many things, why should he not do that? They don't understand things. That is where, better trust fully. Don't keep half for you, half for me. Swami told me once, don't ride on two horses.
Very important lesson.
In the beginning itself you said, don't ride on two horses, Nanjundaya. It is dangerous. Choose me. Completely, these are the words as you wish. Choose me fully and completely, or choose the world. Both don't say.
You can't have it both ways.
You can't have both.
No. And will you always be in a state of dilemma and confusion for the rest of your life?
Yes.
Mm.
And what I told Swami, Swami, I want Swami. How?
So he just went with his judgment call that it had to be called off at the last minute, the issue about the wedding.
Yes, yes. I knowingly, fully well, I took the decision. I know what I would be in for. I used to always be curt at the cost of being mistaken, reckless, selfish. Call it what you like, but I go by Swami's word.
How did your daughter react to your decision to follow Swami's command to the last word?
Absolutely, she accepted.
She had no reservations?
She had no, at least reservations are not known to me. I do not know inside her heart what reservation she had. But she was a little unhappy for some time. But later on she realized. And look at this. Swami doesn't want me to get her educated for her B.Ed, for her M.Com. He's no sufficient. And just before he left the body, Swami permitted me for her Montessori course. Tappaka, tappaka. Certainly, certainly. She did her Montessori
course. Now she teaches in Bangalore.
She is a teacher there.
Yes.
But if you...
And a very good one, I'm sure.
Very good one. She is extremely happy.
Yes.
Extremely happy. Why I'm telling this is, see, this is where if you feel sure of your own capacity to think and to take correct decisions, trust your mind, nothing wrong. No one just asks you to trust God. Mm. But if you trust God, don't just do half here, half there. Mm. He told me, Swami told me, Ardham Nidhi Ardham Nadikadu, Purthi Nakaira Undala Purthi Nikal, half yours, half mine is not acceptable to me. Mm. Either take completely from me fully, or you put your fully.
Mm-hmm.
This is how, Swami, you know, I become dear to Swami.
Mm-hmm. Swami, I think the question here about deciding on a young lady's marriage, Swami chose no marriage for her rather than a marriage of misery and the life of...
What a wonderful way of putting.
And I think a lot of young women go through that dilemma and they keep thinking, why is this not happening? You know, they, or young people, they think they should get married. But if it's not coming to fruition, maybe Swami knows that if they went ahead with the proposal, much against their intuition, instinct, they would only end up in a very sour situation. So he's saving them from that bitter experience.
Only one small suggestion, correction.
Yes, sir, please.
You said maybe.
There's no maybe in this situation.
No, maybe really it is.
It is.
100% sure.
Right, I agree
that
completely. Yes. Yes.
And all the married people will not be happy. Not that all the unmarried people will be happy. I'm not telling that. So, in his wisdom,
yes,
he decides for people who depend entirely upon him.
Yes.
There are a number of people who are much closer to Swami than me. Maybe even relatives. But Swami would not have interfered into their things. My blessings are there. I give you jewelry. I will give you everything. What decision is yours? But in my case, decision is his. That is how I am free from worries. It is not half and half. But then it is not an unmixed blessing. Society criticizes you. People are uncharitable. They talk everything as if they are my well-wishers. They are many well-wishers. But I know they are ignorant. I know I am right. I understand them. I don't mistake them. I don't quarrel with them.
But you know, Swami is a true well-wisher.
Yes. He has the wisdom. He has the love. He has the capacity. Everything required. And why should he, if I have any doubt about it? Some people have compassion, some people have kindness, but they don't have the wisdom, they don't know what is going to happen. He knows past, future, everything, and he loves itself, and he loves me, and I have surrendered him. Why should I bother? If these things are true, this is how it happens.
Very nice learning, great insight in there. Life lesson for many, many of us. What is the next letter we have, sir?
This is about the students. I don't want to give a verbatim translation.
Okay.
I'll read this.
And then just give us a gist.
Just.
Yes, sir.
Sahana Klimadi. College ilo pillala klimaru. Yedo papamu. Vari vari samskaramulam patti prapanchika vishay vasanalu. Vari ni patti pilithu chumapudu varemi chegalanu. కల్పరు చెవులు పెరిటిలో పెట్టుకుని రేగి పండ్లకై అరుణు చాచే వెర్రి వారలు కూడా ఉందిరు కదా జగమున. కామధేయుని చెంతనే ఉంచుకొని బట్కి గేదెను కోరటం కూడా ప్రారంభకు ఫలితమే కదా. అటులోనే కొంతమంది పిల్లలు నేరుపూర్వతం వంటి కామధేనువు కల్పవృక్షముల వంటి కరుణా రూపమే సాయిగా వెంట జంట ఉండినప్పటికీ కడు ప్రేమతో చూచినప్పటికీ దురదృష్టవంతులు లౌకిక విషయ భోగాలకు విషయభ్రాంతులకు పశు స్వేచ్ఛను ఆశించి అమృతాన్ని వీడి మద్యంను పానం చేయటకై ప్రాకులాట ప్రారంభం కాక మరేమి. స్టోరులో కావలసినంత మొదటి పదార్థములను కంపు కొట్టే ఉల్లిపాయ వాసనకై మై మరచి బోరులో చిక్కుకొని ఎలుక ప్రారంభం కాక మరేమి. అదే రీతిగా ప్రారంభానుసారముగా ఆ వాసనలే ఆ ఎలుకకు ఇష్టం. అలాంటి పిల్లలు కూడా ఇంతమందిలో లేకపోదురా. వారి వారి ప్రాప్తి. ఉన్నవారు ధన్యులు, సాయిదైను తిన్నవారు ధన్యులు, ప్రేమరసము తాగిన వారు పుణ్యులు, వారింటిని అందుకోని వారు పాపులు. వారు గోపికలు కావాలంటే అన్యవాస వదలి అనగా లోకభ్రాంతిని వదలినప్పుడు ఆత్మాశ లభించను. అన్నలకు అన్నం కోసం పుట్టినవారు పాపులు, ఆత్మ కోసం పుట్టినవారు గోపికలు. పాపికి గోపికి పాగోకారంలో వ్యత్యాసం అనగా ప్రారంభం పాకారం, గోలోకం గోకారం. ఇవన్నీ అర్థం కావాలంటే ఇంకా కాలం కావాలి బంగారు. మీ కర్తవ్యం నివర్తించండి, పిల్లలకు ఆశలు తెలపండి, బాగా చదువును తెలపండి. సమయం తప్పితే జన్మలో చిక్కమే బాగా తెలుపు. ఈ సుసమయం జాడబిడుచుకుని దరిద్రులు కాకండి అని హెచ్చరించు. లెక్చర్లకు ఆశీర్వాదములు. హాస్టల్ ఇట్లు నీ సాయి తాయి. The last one, it will be Sai Tai. That's your Sai mother.
Oh, beautiful.
I acknowledge this in this letter.
Thank you. To the students, what is the gist of the message for the students?
The gist of is that there are students. How are they? They are swayed by their own Janma-Janmantara samskaras. Some of them are not attracted by me. I am Kamadhenu Kalpavrikshan. I am Vishwavilling tree. I am celestial cow.
I can give any boon.
I can give anything that they want.
So we are carrying this baggage from many past lives.
Many past lives. Mm. On account of that, this is not tasty for me. You use
it's
an example.
It's not appealing.
Yes. You take a rat.
Right.
In the stores, there are a number of very tasty, sweet, delicious items. But this rat goes to a trap wherein onion is kept. Attracted by the smell of an onion, on account of his own prarabdham, it goes and gets trapped.
On account of his own destiny?
That is the destiny.
Uh-huh.
Prarabdham.
That is so compelling.
Yes. So, he says some of these people are like rats. I am prepared to give anything for them. But they don't need it. Even among the students, will there be such people also? They will be there, he says. And he says, those people who are attracted by Swami are happy ones, dhanyulu. Those people who have drunk Swami's love, they are punyu, they are meritorious people. Those people who do not understand Swami's love, who have not drunk the love of Swami, are sinners. They have lost this chance. If they want, if a sinner should become a gopi, the lover, gopi, you know?
Yeah.
Gopikas.
The gopikas who are yes, Krishna, yes, the women devotees of
yes,
Krishna.
Women devotees. See, the difference between a sinner and a devotee, he used the Sanskrit words, papi, gopi.
They rhyme.
They rhyme.
He was so good with words.
Oh my
perfect.
God.
Perfect.
Fantastic.
Everything sounds so poetic that Swami said.
He is a poet.
Yeah.
Then he says that people who have got love for food, they are sinners. People who have love for Atma, they are gopis. But anyway, one can turn oneself into a gopi. But for turning from the love for food to love for
God,
it needs a little time. And Swami says, if you should understand all these things, it will take time. For me, he tells. And he tells, convey my blessings to these children. Tell them that they should work hard, they should discharge their duties, they should study well. And tell them that if they miss this chance, such a good chance they will never get again. Don't lose this chance and become unfortunate fellows. Caution them, convey my blessings to the lecturers. Thus, your Sai Mother.
Very beautiful message for the students. I think it's relevant today as much as it was when it was written, and it will always remain relevant for all times. We will always, any institution will have a mix of people, and we will have students who will have difficulty adapting to the system or falling in love with some other, as compared to some others, and Swami has given us a reason why. We have our own psychological baggage that's like pushing us in our destiny. That's pushing us in a different direction, and unless we make the shift from being lovers of fruit to lovers of God, our focus, our ability to adapt and embrace His love will be lost.
And look at His compassion, and He's God, then detachment.
Yeah.
Love.
Unattached. He has no strings attached.
Unattached. Yeah. That's the correct word. Not even it unattached.
No strings at all.
No strings. And that is because He is God.
And He says we can also be like that, just that we haven't
reached. Surely. We can also be.
Then, you know, we won't get hurt, we won't get offended, we won't have grudges and grouses against ourselves, against life, against others. It's unfair. We won't see such
very
things. What would we be if we always remembered what Swami told us to think?
Yes. In fact, this must be our meditation.
Yes.
No need for meditating upon any name. If we can read these things, reflect, spend some time, absorb some of those things, make them a part of our life, we are saved. In another letter I just read, Swami's compassion. The letters which I have written, I have received them. Vishayamani Isidamayana, things have become clear to me. Kalamu takwa, panulekwa. And the time is short. There is a lot of work. Work is going on well here. And so he writes, he instructs me, hold rehearsals of drama and see that everything goes well. Let the preparation do. He entrusts that work to me. There, Swami used to write dramas, direct them, guide them, choose the cast, and give them what costumes they should wear. All those things he would do that. అందుకోసం ఇక్కడ ఇన్ దిస్ ప్లేస్ ఇన్ పుట్టపర్తి క్షణము విరామము లేని పనులుండి నీకు ఈ కమ్మును అంపుచున్నామన్న నీపై గల దయా ప్రేమల ప్రతిఫలమే వస్తున్నావు కదా గురు పూర్ణిమకు. హీ సేస్ హియర్ ఐ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ ఈవెన్ ఏ మూమెంట్ ఆఫ్ ఫ్రీ టైమ్. ది వర్క్స్ ఆర్ గోయింగ్ ఆన్ వెరీ బ్రిస్క్లీ. ఎ లాట్ ఆఫ్ వర్క్ ఇన్ స్పైట్ ఆఫ్ దట్. ఇఫ్ ఐఎమ్ సెండింగ్ దిస్ లెటర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ a reward for Swami's love and Swami's compassion on you. Are you coming to Guru Purnima? Up to you.
And then he says up to you at the end.
That's
amazing. Beautiful. Oh, this is such a treat. I'm sure the listeners are going to love it. Any more letters that would be?
No, in one letter he says, what meticulous care he takes about the students. There are a batch of students who were playing roles in a drama. He says, ask them to cut their hair, trim their hair, otherwise they grow long hair, and they should appear to be very smart and neat. The whole world will be looking at them as people belonging to Swami. And tell, he mentions him, Siddhartha Bosaku Pratyekinchi Chappu. And why I am telling this is such small meticulous.
And what was the message for Siddhartha?
That especially you convey to him
to look healthy.
He grows very long hair, that you should trim them and come neatly.
So he was very particular about grooming.
Yes.
And we still see it whenever our students walk into the Kulwantol, they stand out.
Yes.
And I've noticed sometimes many out-of-towners come and they also wear white and white, but our students still look different because they follow Swami's grooming details.
Very, very true.
From their hair to their nail clips to clean faces, clean shaven all the time.
People, the world students, who are occupying very high positions,
right?
And when they come for certain functions here, you should see them. Their faces are absolutely different from the similar people in similar positions. Full of that effulgence in their faces. Their love for Swami and Swami's love for them is absolutely matchless, unparalleled. Swami loves them so much. Otherwise, you would not have brought such kind of love from their hearts. It is Swami's love which has inspired, which has brought about that gratitude and that love and attachment to Swami. Even though they have left the college decades back, some of them have even retired. But their love for Swami and for the institution is absolutely because of Swami's infinite love, compassion, forbearance, kindness, bearing with them.
So, sir, this is like utterly amazing grace that your family and you received because of your association with Swami and factors which I have no idea how to define, that you were able to live in at his lotus feet and serve him, and your family was in Bangalore and Swami was taking care of every little detail in person and even writing it out and attending your daughter's 7th birthday celebration. These are huge, amazing acts of divine grace. Now, after receiving this sort of grace, how did your lives transform? What changed?
See, I must say, the change has taken place so subtly, even without my own knowing, but so surely, so strongly, getting into my system. Everything that he utters has a lot of impact on me. How he teaches me, you know it, to a primary school student, he goes and asks him, from where do you come? He says, from you, Swami. What about your parents? Through them, Swami. What a kind of education. They may not be knowing the meaning of what they are telling, but for listeners, they will be made to open their minds and think that we are all from Swami. Incidentally, through parents. The origin, the emergence and the emergence will be only Swami. We have emerged from Swami. For example, take a person like Professor Kasturi. Professor Kasturi, if he is speaking in a function, when there are claps, Swami's attention is drawn immediately towards Kasturi, not looking at the appreciation conveyed by clapping and applauding. He looks at Kasturi and he immediately, there itself, he conveys, is your ego growing?
Oh dear, on the spot, ego
on the
coming.
Spot, but by science, that he understands. He will say, there is a sign language. He says your ego is growing. How much of care he takes. And people like Dr. Gokak. Dr. Gokak used to call Swami, sir, sir, sir. A time came when Swami said, one day he was to come from Bangalore to Vrindavan. The railway gate was put. He was delayed. When he came, he told, sir, there was railway gate put, and that was the time, Swami said. Gokak, I am not sir, I am Swami. How beautifully he teaches. I told you how much of love he has showered on me, how much of freedom he has given me, how much of confidence he has given me in Swami. One day for Gokrastam function, we came late, myself and a colleague of mine, because Chitravati river was flowing full and the vehicles would not be able to come to the other shore. So we came via Kadri. I was late. I sent word to Swami. Swami was in the upstairs in his room, in the drawing room. Swami permitted me, I went up. Swami said, I was telling you, Karumananda was doing Pada Seva. I was telling just now Karumananda, Nanjunda will be coming now. He'll get a basket with a garland. with fruits, a red basket. I just now I told him, you ask him, Swami Karunananda, like a child, he was repeating to himself, yes, yes, Swami told all that. I was not interested in listening, but I was very happy. Swami remembered me and described that what I will be getting, etc. Then I bent down and asked Swami. Swami was relaxing. Went a little closer to Swami and asked Swami, can I garland you? Yes, yes, garland me. I took out the garland. Swami, I garlanded it. Swami bent a little, made himself easily you know, reachable, and I garlanded Swami. I was happy. My happiness grew. Then I asked Swami, Swami, can I put these fruits at your feet? Put it, he said. Usually, the basket is given to the boys. They take it and put it in the kitchen and they dispose of it according to instructions, according to traditions. But then he said, I put the fruits at his lotus feet. I cannot describe the joy that I got when I put the fruits at his lotus feet, garlanded him. That gave me further joy. Then, I bent towards Swami and said, Swami, if one has devotion, it is sufficient. The rest of everything will be taken care of by Swami, emirate Swami. That was the time when Swami thought that I should be promoted to next class. That is the time when he has to probably chisel me. Suddenly his face changed. So happy he was. He said, I'm giving the English version. Ah, this kind of devotion. You're showing the fruits and the garland. This kind of devotion, if one has, it is a burden on my head and useless to you. It is not useful to you and it is a burden on my head, he said. My God, what a shattering blow it was. I didn't know what was a mistake.
So quickly your fortunes changed.
Yes. And then he said, go to Bhagavad Gita, chapter 12, Bhakti Yoga, Adhyastha Sarabhutanam. Read, there are 78 slokams. That is where what bhakti is given. That is the bhakti. Not merely by putting a garland, putting fruits, this is not devotion. But he encourages that. Regularly he used to encourage me to put garland. Whenever I wanted, I put garland him. But that was a time. But when the time comes, he acts.
You don't get smug and complacent that, okay, I'm doing good enough.
Not merely complacent, even if there is no complacency. He is interested in your going up.
Yeah.
And therefore he says, enough is enough. We are not the one. He should know more. Then of course, I just went down, read the things, etc., etc. What I am telling is, he waits for a time. If the same words were used at the time when I joined the college, I would have collapsed. But he builds up the confidence. He gives us the strength to stand. Once I was standing in front of Swami's room in Vrindavan. Swami, for some years I have been with you, but is there any improvement in me, Swami? Is there any change for the better, Swami? Was a thought in my mind. Other people who were there had gone away for their lunch. I was waiting alone. Swami came out. And there are 3 steps and take a turn to the veranda in the first floor and then walk up. While climbing down, he said, give me, with the hand making a sign, give me. He said, what I have to give, I do not know. He did not mention, give me, he said. And he walked up, sat in the sofa, I followed him. If you say that Swami, my mind is soft. It should not be put to test. And make me great. How can I make it? Have faith in me. Give your mind unconditionally. These are the words important. Give your mind unconditionally. Besharatga. Me manasama kivu. Me stomach in chestam. I do whatever I want. Give me the freedom of to give your mind. If you say that your mind is soft, you should not be put to any inconvenience. How can it be done? If you take a piece of gold and give it to the goldsmith and tell him, don't put it in the crucible, don't elongate it, don't
hammer it,
don't cut it.
Yeah.
And make me a jewel and give. How will you make a jewel and give? Is it for your sake that I have to do this, that kind of thing? No. For my sake, not at all. But for the sake of holding you as an example for the world, I want to do that. Give me your mind, he said. Once, I had MCOM classes. I was a visiting teacher, professor, in Bangalore University, Union College. Swami was to speak on that day for the students. I had to go. I went to Swami. Swami, I have got MCOM classes. May I go? Swami said, you can go. But it did not end there. I wanted to mention to Swami, Swami, I am not so much interested in MCOM classes, but this is my duty, I have to do. So I have to go, Swami. I am missing the talk. So all this was in my mind. But I did mention to Swami, Swami, between you and me, MCOM classes are coming. This evening you are going to speak. I want to be here. But on account of the MCOM classes, I have been missing you, Swami. That came the answer. Beautiful answer which only Swami can give. He said, between you and me is not the MCOM classes which come, it's your mind. Mind is the screen. Mind is the obstacle. Mind, thoughts, desires, these are the obstacle. What comes between God and the devotee is the thoughts, continuous thoughts of the world, not about Swami. So he said, I was not interested in even understanding that, because for me I had to catch the bus and go. I said, can I go, Swami? Yes, you go, he said. This is how Swami, he teaches in every small occasion he teaches.
Thank you. Guru Baba, Guru Baba. शांति नहीं सुख शांति नहीं सुख शांति नहीं ओम शांति 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 समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु
किनारे पे लगा दी है मेरी कश्ती
कौन है जिसने जमाने के जुल्म खुद सहकर
अपने सीने में छुपा ली मेरी पाका मसीहाई
वो कौन है वो कौन है वो कौन है
खुदा के प्यार की सूरत बया नहीं होती बया नहीं होती साई के प्यार की सूरत बया नहीं होती साई के प्यार की
Awesome. दुकानदार बंदा है तो ताज पहना दे,
दुकानदार बंदा है तो ताज पहना दे,
बहुत से बार होटल में एक छुट्टी ला दे, जो खरीदते हैं जो खरीदते हैं नहीं पाते रास्ता कोई, उन्हें एक इशारे से जरा गौर कीजिए, उन्हें एक इशारे से उन्हें
तो सुनिए ना,
वो खाक सारे को चाहे तो साज पहना दे, वो अश्क बार नजर में भी एक हंसी ला दे,
घुटते हुए अरमानों को एक बरकत दी,
कौन है जिसने मुखलिसी मुझसे छिना कर मुझे आबाद किया,
कौन है जिसने खुद को पामाल किया और मुझे बरकत दी,
हाजी वो कौन है, वो कौन है, वो कौन है,
जहाँ भी देखिए तो जलवा उसका है,
जहाँ भी देखिए जलवा उसी का मिलता है, उसी को देख बगीचे में फूल खिलता है, नसीम कानों में आके उसकी गुनगुनाती है कि बिना खुदा की रजा के अब बात खिलता है,
जहाँ भी देखिए तो जलवा उसी को देख बगीचे में फूल खिलता है,
मामा गणित साई के प्यारी की।
प्रेम स्वरूप ला रहे हैं।
हैप्पी 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 मेक अदर्स हैप्पी ऑल विल बी हैप्पी गॉड विल बी हैप्पी।
ईश्वराय विद्महे सत्यदेवाय धीमहि तन्नः सर्व प्रचोदयात्। ईश्वराय विद्महे सत्यदेवाय धीमहि तन्नः सर्व प्रचोदयात्।
Serving Him, we discovered a purpose. We rededicate ourselves to Him in this 90th year of His divine advent.